Imagine with me, if you can, that we lost all the scriptures. They disappeared from the planet Earth. But all we had was this text of what we just read from Matthew's gospel, this gospel reading, which is oftentimes referred to as the Beatitudes. Pretend that's all we had. I believe if that's all we had, we'd have what we need to know what it means to be a follower of Jesus. These Beatitudes are so challenging and so challenging to encourage us to change the way we see the world, the attitudes we have, and how we live out our lives. The Beatitudes are oftentimes quoted. They're admired. Sometimes people like to frame them, put them up on a wall, and wow, those are powerful words. Powerful words. The challenge, of course, is to live with those attitudes. Sometimes it's safer to keep them at arm's length and admire them than to allow ourselves to perhaps engage with them. And I think sometimes we do that with Jesus, if you think about it. Jesus calls us to live into these Beatitudes. Jesus calls us to follow him and to walk with him and to deepen our sense of who we are and who God is in our lives. And yet so often we can be so afraid of that intimacy that we prefer maybe to worship Jesus rather than follow Jesus. Not that there's an either or there. But keep in mind, Jesus never said to us, at least it's not in the scriptures anywhere, come, worship me. What Jesus said was, come, follow me, walk with me, come with me, walk with me. Sometimes that kind of invitation can be very frightening. It takes us a lifetime to live into that invitation. Sometimes we prefer to, well, I think I prefer to worship you. Keeps it a safe kind of distance, and we're safer that way. But Jesus calls us to engage in that and to live into these Beatitudes and live into this life. Today we gather to celebrate the Feast of All Saints. And we also gather for our stewardship celebration. These two kind of parts of our lives, celebrating both today. And I've tried to think today about what I could share with you this morning. Hearing those Beatitudes, hearing this call of Jesus to live into those kinds of ways of seeing the world. And I've tried to think of somebody in my life who perhaps has touched my life in a way that's been transformative. Someone that's invited me into that intimacy, into that new way of seeing the world. And I want to share a story with you. This is about somebody who was a great steward. Someone who realized what it meant to give and to share freely in a way that would be transformative, in a way that would touch someone's life, in a way that the giver receives the gift and the gift transforms the giver. I grew up as a young boy in Yonkers, New York. Yonkers is just outside of New York City. There's Manhattan, then there's the Bronx, and then there's Yonkers, the first part of Westchester County. I grew up in Yonkers. And in my neighborhood, where I grew up, many of us went to school at the local parochial high school. Elementary school. I went to Our Lady of the Rosary Parish. I grew up as a Roman Catholic, and we all went to elementary school there from first grade to eighth grade. Most of my teachers were sisters, or nuns of the Dominican order, who touched my life very deeply. There's jokes made about parochial school and jokes made about nuns, but I never experienced any of that. I experienced these incredible women who, to this day, had an impact on my life and on my ministry. They were a gift to me. But as I went through elementary school, the decision comes, where are you going to go to high school? And in the neighborhood where I grew up in Yonkers, just about everybody went to one of two high schools. You either went to Gorton High School, which was the Yonkers Public High School, or you went to Sacred Heart High School, which was operated by Sacred Heart Parish in Yonkers. That's where all of my friends would go. That was the big decision. And I remember as I was getting, I think it was seventh grade, I began talking to my parents about high school and saying how I didn't really want to go to either of those schools. I wanted to go to Cathedral Prep. And Cathedral Prep is a high school in Manhattan, on 87th Street and West End Avenue, what's referred to now as the Upper West Side. It was a high school that the Archdiocese of New York operated for young boys who were thinking about becoming priests. And as far back as I can remember, I was one of those kind of kids who always wanted to be a priest. I just did. And this high school was very appealing to me. It was a great school, a good education. And I remember telling my parents that, and my parents saying, okay, you know, see we can, how are we going to do this? And so I got into the eighth grade, and I really wanted to go there. And I took the, there's a test I had to take to be admitted, and I passed that, and I was admitted into the high school. I remember my parents, we drove down to Cathedral to meet with the people there to kind of learn what it means to go here and all that's entailed. And I remember we sat down and we're talking to somebody, I forget who he was, someone on the administration. And it got down to the question my parents asked is, well, what's the tuition? What's this going to cost? You know, back then, I was such a young kid, I wasn't even on my mind. But now, being the father of two girls who have gone through college and one is still in college, you realize how significant that question was. I remember my parents asking that, and the young man looked at my parents, and I was sitting there, and he said, oh, it's not going to cost anything. Didn't you know that in your parish, in Our Lady of the Rosary in Yonkers, someone long ago, who was long ago passed away, left a gift of money that was meant to provide for anyone interested in studying for the priesthood? And so your high school tuition is free. And I remember my parents looking at each other, smiling. Well, that's good to know. And this wasn't something we knew prior to this. And I went to Cathedral Prep for 4 years. And, you know, it was a transformative experience for me. It was a great gift in my life. Great teachers. Many of them were priests. Most of the faculty were priests. And those are the priests that were formative in my life. The kind of priest I am today is because of those priests who touched my life. And, you know, studied regular things, math, science, languages. Latin was thrown in there, too, but a lot of different experiences. It was a great time. There were 43 of us that started in the freshman class, and 21 of us graduated. I survived. It was highly academic. Each year you were on edge. It was a great experience for me, and it opened me to a larger world. And, you know, I tease about New York. Commuting into New York City every day was this broadening of my life, and people tease me about New York, but I would assume that all of you have had a New York experience in your life. I don't mean New York, but something in your life that broke you open to something new, that exposed you to a larger world in your life, whatever that was for you. For me, that was my experience of that high school experience. Came time to decide on college, and I went to Cathedral College, which was a college seminary for folks thinking about becoming priests. It was a larger school, and again, had to study philosophy, and I majored in sociology to prepare to study theology in the seminary. And that tuition and room and board was paid for by this gift that this parishioner had left years ago. And then after college, I went to St. Joseph's Seminary for 4 years to earn my Master's of Divinity. Went there for 3.5 years, and then a year in a parish as a deacon before I was ordained a priest. Matter of fact, ordained a priest 34 years ago today at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. We're just about ending up around now. It started about 9 o'clock. It went on for a long time. And I look back at those years, the gift of that education, the gift that person gave, that was transformative for me. You know, to this day, the things that I learned, I was drawn to some of the academic things I was exposed to. To this day, I'm still shaped and formed by that. Still feel a need to study and to learn and to read. And in a sense, the great gift I received, in many ways, I feel drawn to share in my own need to learn and to teach and to preach. It's kind of it was formed and shaped in that experience. I share that story with you because all week it's been rising up in me. You know, I've shared with folks, I'm not the kind of person who sits down at a desk to prepare a homily, but rather a homily seems to reveal itself to me as I prepare. And that story kept surfacing in my mind. And I engaged with that story because I think what it spoke to me about was I was the recipient of someone I never knew who had long before me passed away, and who never knew me, but whose gift, freely given, freely shared, was transformative. This was a gift that someone gave, and there was no interview I had to have to receive this gift. It was just freely given, and how transformative it was for me in my own life. So I gathered together today on the Feast of All Saints to think of the saints who have touched our lives. Not only those who've gone before us, but those we still walk with, who perhaps have transformed our lives, and give thanks for that. I also invite you to consider your own sense of being a steward. And I think of that person who I never met, never knew, who never knew me, who freely shared an incredible gift that touched people's lives in ways that he would never know, transformed lives in ways that he would never know. And I began to think to myself that so often we as stewards, in what we give and what we share, touches lives in ways that we'll never know. Your gift will touch lives, what you pledge to St. Paul's. Throughout the life here at St. Paul's, from the little children who gather here, to our youth, to our single adults joining St. Paul's, to our young families with children here at St. Paul's, to whatever you call my generation here at St. Paul's, those of us who are in more wisdom-filled and experienced in life and older, and across the spectrum, we're all here. And our gifts make a difference. They change lives. And so I invite you today to engage with your inner stewardship, to engage with this challenge that Jesus gives us to follow, to engage with this reading today of the Beatitudes with a new way of seeing reality, a new way of seeing the world, and knowing that by our sharing our lives, we make a difference. So I encourage you, if you've made your pledge already to St. Paul's, thank you. If you're still contemplating it or thinking about it, I invite you to see about sharing what you can and knowing that it will make a difference, knowing it will be transformative, trusting in the gift, as this person did that I was the recipient of, that has touched my life forever. So let us stand here today on this Feast of All Saints, this day when we celebrate stewardship, and we celebrate it through our Stop Hunger Now. I invite you, if you'd like to, after this service, to go over to the parish hall and prepare food that will be shipped to parts of the world where people are hungry. It's responding to that call of Jesus. Jesus says to us, come, follow me. Come with me. Take the first step. Take more steps. And live ever more deeply into this life that Jesus calls us to. That's what it means to be called to be a saint. To walk the journey. To respond to the call. And share ourselves with each other. So that we may make a difference. And live into the vision and dream that God has for us here at St. Paul's.